Schien ein Aleph, Sieht Aleph. So the mission is like, you've got two people living next door to each other. Each one's got a house, each one's got a chotzer in front. If there's a proper wall between the two of them, they can't make it out. There's no opening between them. Ma'alvin Schneim, they have to be separate. If there's open completely between them, it's an opening more than 10 amos, then they can't carry in their own chotzer without a eiluv, because they have to make a eiluv, because their chotzer is open to another place. It's a ma'al bin echot. If they have a wall between them with an opening, then they have a choice. Ma'al bin shnai, they can either make two separate, no eiluv between them, or ma'al bin echot, or they can make a eiluv between them. So here we're learning, how would they want, if they do want to make an eruv between them, they have to have a doorway between them, or a window between them. You don't need a whole doorway that you can actually walk through. It's good enough if you have a window. Other, the window has to be a certain size, a certain place. Oichaloin has to be a window which is roi lishtamishboi. So it has to be a window sheyeshboi arbo al arbo tvochim. Four tvochim by four tvochim. So, don't do a light. They have to be able to mishtamish, to use. You know, the idea is that they're going to use it between them. Once they've got this window between them, they can throw it over the wall as well. They don't have to dafka use this window. But to make the eruv, they have to have a mukkam which has an easy ishtamshus between them. So you've got 4 tvochim by 4 tvochim, so it's either 32 centimeters squared or 40 centimeters squared. It has to be, when the Chabah says a window, it means, it doesn't mean a window, it means open. It means totally open. If it's a window and you can open it, it's also good, like a door with a gate. Yeah, but when the Mechaber means a window, he doesn't mean a window. We're talking about chotzer anyway. This is a window. So we've got a big wall, 10 feet high. So you have to make sure you've got a window in it, a hole, meaning we would call it a hole. Opening. A hole, an opening, which is 4 by 4 tvochim. Now this hole does not have to... This window between two chatzeres can't be high, can't be very high. It has to be within where you'll be able to use it. Oh, but this is a thing that people don't know. It doesn't have to be within. It doesn't have, the whole window does not have to be lower than 10 tefachim. Only a mashu has to be lower than 10 tefachim. So if you would have a wall between them, which is 10 tefachim high, and then suddenly in the middle there's a little drop, which is only 9.9 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, that's also good. Because the master, you can start your window, you can start your mukkim, which is easy to be mishtamish, on that 4 tefachim wide, which is only 9.9. It's also good. Let's say there's nothing on top. The Mechaber's told my pashas that it's a huge high wall, you have to build a hole into it, make the hole within 4 by 4, within the oz, and then, but the master, there's still a wall between them. It's not completely open. Maybe they have the choice. If they want, they can make an eruv together, the two chatzelus. They can each keep to themselves. Each one could be a big chatzel for themselves. They can make an eruv for themselves. Or if it's a private person, he can stay for himself. That's a different thing. So the Mishnah Berurah. We're trying to connect two chatzelus. Assuming, perhaps the Mechaber in olden times, the chatzelus, each one of them was a chotzer with a lot of houses round anyway. So we have this chotzer here with 10 houses round, and we have this chotzer here with 10 houses round, and we have this chotzer here with 10 houses round, and this chotzer here with 10 houses round, let's say. Yeah, so this is So now this is a chotzer, this is a chotzer, this is a chotzer, this is now we want to join them. So we say, make sure there's an opening over there. If they've already all been, this is a movie, where there's an entrance to each chotzer. If they've already been mishtatef the movie, is a shaila, do you still need an opening between the two chatzeros? So the Mishabura says you don't. So the Mishabura calls a mairi shaloi nishtatu chatzeres yachal b'movi. Aval nishtatu chatzeres yachal b'movi nasa akal kachotza achal m'toron tatal m'zeze afil lo yirak choy kotten b'neim, even if there isn't a dal dal dalet. So shatzeen, the loike mogen avrom. Mogen avrom knows you still have to have an opening between them. But the Mishabura holds like all the other achronim, that because you still have, because you've got shtufim mevoyos between them, you've connected with the movi, and it's possible to be mishtamash from one chotzer to another through the movi, but you don't need another opening between the two chotzers. Yecholus la'arav yachad, but zolayma le'inyan she'mutal etaltel afilek le'abayis mzeh lezeh. Can you hear that? We had before, because to take from one chotzer to another, even over the wall, even if it's a high wall, there's no problem, a ball that was in the chotzer. But we want to be able to take something from the house to next door's chatzah or house, so therefore we need an eruv between the two chatzahs. What do you need? Pesach b'neim or chaloin, v'oz mutter letaltel, afinidev sochen ketanim, v'choysha b'neim, v'yigam v'akos l'mala, d'shneim g'al shiva. Once you've got this hole, you can carry through a little hole over the wall, wherever you want. Once they become one, they become one. Once they're one, they're one. There's a bi'aloch, a chiddush bi'aloch he brings, because you see, it seems to be two things, a pesach or a chaloin. Yeah? So the chaloin has to be dal dal dalet. And how big does the Pesach have to be? So he brings a chay odom that says that a Pesach can't be less than 10 tvochim high. So he learns pshat. It's a big chiddush. Afterwards he says, it's shracha mekoif azazach. So I was saying, if it's a window, then it's used for tashmisha people, then you have to, tashmisha of things, it has to be dal dal dalet. A Pesach is used to walk through, you have to be able to walk through. So 10 tochim is already a Pesach, then a mezuzah, 10 tochim. But the pashtus is a big chiddush, it also brings a big aloch, as it's in Chayodom, pashtus, anything, anytime you have dal dal dalet, it's good enough. Right. Abo, vafil ha-pesach v'chloin olach halba. What happens if you've got something which is like this? This is the opening. So we've got dalet one way, it's so wise, you've got 10 one way, and only 2 the other way, so you've still got 20 square tvochim, and you only need 16 square tvochim, doesn't help. Because the idea is, you have to be able to put through it a dustbin bag. You have to be able to put through it something which is dalet al dalet. It doesn't help you if you can put something through which is like that. The way to use things is to have a menshecha hole to put menshecha things through it. ואפילו הפסח עולה אור חל בצור שגם ברוך מהבו, דלכו שפסח לפוח צמר בו, דלכו זה ילחץ לא יציבו, כמו שהוא צע, כמה דלי סדומי. ואם החלוי, on here, I think the Chazanish says, if you think a minute, but remember, if you haven't got a wall between them, if you've got a break in the wall, I said before, would also be good. He says, למושל, if you take up this strip of 3.5 תפוחם, not 3, because less than 3 would be lowered. So it's 3 or more tvochim. And you've got a whole long strip, and let's say the strip is it's got a big wall. And the big wall, the wall is 10 foot high. And from 9 tvochim till 12 tvochim, you've got a strip long. So maskim that you haven't got a loch of dal dal dalad. Yeah? Tak haven't got, so yeah, you can't be mishtamash over there. Yeah, but you haven't got wool. Because if you haven't got wool, 10 tefachim high, because that's a break in the wall, you don't care. You haven't got wool. If you haven't got wool, even though you can't be mishtamash, but if you haven't got wool, you can also make air between them. Chokhmah, fin, the way the chaznish lets. But, the emachaloin, emachaloin ogle, so hold on, more about it. Emachaloin ogle, if the chaloin is circular, so im yesh bei kedele rabbe abot van abadom ha kemu rabbe. So if you have a circle, you have to, this is dal dal dalet, you have to make sure the circle has to be, the circle square. Can't be
square,
like,
square, yeah, square
has
square
to be a circle round it.
Square though, yeah.
So that you should be able to put in, so the Gemara always says that if it's dalet that way, so it has to be dalet 1 2/5 times that this way, so you'll have to have a circle with a diameter of 5 3/5. And when you have this circle, which is round here, then the mashu, which has to be below 10, it's not good enough that this shtickle should be below 10 over there. This line will have to be below 10, because you have to have the full width of the dalad within the 10. And here's a long shatzi in it that says the shear, how much has to be. And then he brings, even if it's shloi bedikduk, now really the shear is a drop bigger, it doesn't matter. If you look at the fifth line, how emes nirul ni estati, nimse vizei yisra ba dioisa, ala emes nirul ni estati, te ein le daktik vizei, de song chichom ala eila shiom, ene shiom betoyer, shkosh le tzamsa moidav, ule mekubu le mesina, yeshlismach ala shiom, apu shiye toyer, vayeshe milse dobono, yeshlismach, kemak kemah shiom ala insham. Now really, in a circumference of 5 3/5, you might not exactly have, it's not, pi is 3.174, ich weiss yishvos, so it might not be exactly 4 by 4, but it's still good enough. Also steht in Rambam, in Chazanish, steht Teuchat, Kolze, it doesn't matter, ma kvir shal gula, zimsi vikol, kde shiuche likaim mitzah masaf chalushe adas. The Torah said the shear, and that's the shear, finished. Lamed alf, v'yir k'tosei v'machaloin, eino, v'machaloin, ogul, if the chaloin is circle, eino mas, what I just said, eino maspik, b'mashi k'tasei igel lemata v'toich hasora, et so le tzamtzim, shemokim shmasir achaloin, li es arba tvochim, y'k'tosei v'toich hasora tvochim loetz. The width of four has to be within the line, and the whole thing has to be, if it's a hole, you have to make sure it's out of that. V'toich hasora tvochim, dim kol achaloin ha'besa lemala masora tvochim, eino mori klum, it doesn't help. Kimish yesh tachta b'chitze gemura hachilekes dim kolach ha'im bezabam ma'ala so toh ainimor klum. If it's higher than 10, it doesn't help. Kimish yesh tachta b'chitze gemura, if the hole is only over here, it doesn't help you. That is because we're talking about making an eruv with a hole between them in the chotzer. What happens if they decide they've got the wall, there's a brick wall between them in the chotzer, and they can't remove it, it's easier for them to make a hole between the two houses. So they make a hole between the two houses of Dal Dal Dalit. Here's the Gemara, you don't need to be lower than 10. This hole between the two houses can be even, let's say this is higher than 10, it's also good. There you got a hole, that window, Zichah Dal Dal Dalit, much higher than 10. Imagine there was the next house, it's also good. Why? Because a house, you say, command the Malya Dummy. House is like it's filled. The Ben Yonson says, because a house you use with chairs and things, you stand much higher, so it's different. And then the Gemara says that even if you have somebody living upstairs, and there's no other access which is shared between you, so you want to make an eruv from one to another, yeah? So then you can make an eruv even over there, even without a sulam. The Gemara clears in your sulam. Even without a sulam, you have a hole between them. Dal, 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 and there you got one. But Zoe, it's good. So the sifei chaloyin shebein shnei batim afilu lemale masor. And what's your alvin yachad? Vuradin la aruba shebein bayis laliya a hole in the roof. Shafilu lemale masor. And what's your alvin yachad? If the one that can be ma'av yachad afilu ain shom sulam lalis, well, you don't need to have a ladder there. Hago mikomo kambinyon sheiroch ve'abor abor. It has to be yochma. Vim osu sriga lefnei chaloyin botle mitoyes chaloyin. If they made like a netting in front of it. So then, you've lost your window because you can't be mishtamish anymore through it. Zod mishabur lam gimel shabein shnei batim u'mayri shalei iruvu ba'chotza asha batim suchem loy, that they had no access or a way to make an eruv between them. Di iruvu kolavat shabat chotza u'shusechti m'meila v'afele derech halein shayim v'shepes v'derech halein l'yachin tatal. If there is a hole between the two chotzeres, he means like this. He means if there is a communal chotza or something, so you don't need another hole in the house. That's already good enough. Yeah? If you have a communal chotzer, here we're talking about because two people have a big brick wall between them in the chotzer and they want to make an eruv between them. But if you have like a single close, so there's one big communal chotzer, that alone is good enough for the eruv. Everyone goes into the house, and that is the mukam which belongs to both. Because you have to find a place, access which belongs to both, or if you have two separate chotzeres, access from one to another. That's what it means. If they've got eruv chotzer, Lemala masor, if yishar bayis, kimshi kimekura, why is it allowed to be higher than 10? A chotzi you only use yishtamshus 10 tvochim. A bayis you use kimshi mekura, you use how it can modify, as a kila ena chalon gewer asor tvochim, kimshar bayis kulim male, it's all full. He says here, the side he brings it, that's the reason why they say that if you're high, then there's no yichud even higher, if there's a window even higher than 10, because people in houses look through even higher than 10, they use it higher than 10. Even if there's no ladder, if they have a communal way where they are together, that means this is talking about that the person in the attic, he goes out to the street on his own
level
on from his level on stairs, and you've got the chotzer downstairs. But if he comes through you, so then you got then it could be you got a piece of shutav anyway. So then you can use you've got anyway a mukam shutav in the chotzer if he uses the same chotzer. And I'm talking about that he goes out to shusurabim on his own staircase. The chaznish read, what happens if you have a chotzer and a bais? That means I've got this window, and on the other side of this window is somebody else's chotzer. So mitzad the bias is good enough if it's even higher than 10 tefachim. On mitzad the chotzer, he'll have to build up his chotzer, put a lot of soil in to make it less than 10. Yeah. If there's a sriga lifnei achalon, shekoyin in grates, a grating, yeah, so it means they're grating, like they make for ganovim, so they make things. But not Ashkenaz. But tam so she achalal abotor mokemechad vein anikov mitzalf in lezeh, because you can't use it. You still can't put a bag 4x4 through the grating. V'adin in aruba, the same thing in aruba, it's no good. But this is only state if it's kavua that you can't remove them on Shabbos. If it's a grating, which like they make nowadays, if you have a key, you can take it open. So it's like a window you can open. So then you have got the ishtamshus. So it's like anything, like a gate. Anything which you can open would be good. So the other shayla, I remember years ago, Yosurapot had a shayla, I don't remember what the thing was, that he had an opening between him and his, in the chotzer between him and his neighbor. So that, what did they have? So they had a long hedge, which was a mechitza. And then at the beginning, they had an opening. And then they noticed that this has become the place for the dustbin. So now that's the place for the dustbin. So there was no opening dalet. So what you say, you can move the dustbin. So there's always a shayla because you can just move it. So can you move it? Is it good enough for the thing? All right.